Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Let's get serious for a minute. Joining me this morning is clinical psychologist Samantha Williams. We're talking about the importance of National Pregnancy Awareness Week, something that isn't US-centric, that is actually South African, and the effects of depression during pregnancy. Morning, Samantha. How are you?
Good morning, Kathy. Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing well, thank you.
You look very, very fresh for 8 minutes to seven in the morning, I'm just saying. All right,
Samantha. I have kids, so you have to be up early.
That is true. Samantha, how common is depression during pregnancy?
According to research, it is 7% prevalence amongst pregnant women. But in my experience, I think it's a lot more in South Africa.
Do you think it's circumstantial, or is there a hormonal interference?
I think it's a combination of factors. I think, yes, definitely hormones play a role, but also psychosocial factors or circumstantial factors in terms of support when you're pregnant and, you know, relationship status and those kinds of things play a big role.
Yeah. So do you have any stats for us on, on the circumstances? I mean, is it teenage pregnancies that are causing it? Or is it just unplanned pregnancies? I mean, do we know what is causing that anxiety, or is it economic?
Sadly, there isn't that much research in South Africa, but from my experience, it comes down to the mom feeling alone during her pregnancy and feeling unsupported. Whether she's a teenager or an adult mom, she can go through the same thing in terms of feeling alone and unsupported and misunderstood.
So how do we better support pregnant women?
You know, we've lost community, which I think for me is so important, especially when it comes to moms and supporting moms through their pregnancy, through early infancy. I think we need more community. We need more support from other women in the community, from family, and definitely a lot more from the fathers. I think fathers need to be educated around their role, which is a lot of what National Pregnancy Awareness Week is, you know. It's about raising awareness around moms and dads and their roles.
I think that's quite key, actually, what you're saying. You know, in South Africa, in fact, I think it's global, that boys need role models. They need involvement of dads. And it starts at conception.
Absolutely.
Right? And that's what you're saying. So how do we change that? How do we change that? How do we get men to be more involved with their children?
I must say, Kathy, it's already changing. And it's changing so beautifully, you know. I watch dads walking babies in their strollers, taking babies to school, or creche. I think that it's definitely changing. I think awareness is going to go a long way in terms of making these changes. But also, you know, I think women need to also allow men to take care of them. You know, we raised with this feeling of you need to be independent and you cannot depend on a man. But when it comes to raising children, it's an interdependence. You know, you depend on one another in terms of the roles that you play. So women also need to allow the dads to look after them and help them to look after their babies.
And actually encourage them to be involved. Yeah.
Yes.
Samantha, that's where we're going to leave it. Thank you very, very much. Is there anything that you want to leave us with?
I think that the journey into motherhood and fatherhood is one of the best journeys to take in life, and never be afraid to ask for support.
Thank you very, very much. That is Samantha Williams, clinical psychologist, talking about the importance of dads being involved in their children's lives, in pregnancy, supporting moms. So, how would you get more men involved? I mean, I've had many conversations over many years with colleagues, with people within my circle of influence, and, you know, often women are pregnant, and the dad hears he doesn't want to get married, and off he goes. He's living his life and takes no responsibility for the child. How do we change the narrative so that boys actually have role models? It's so important. We need to start looking for future generations, laying the seeds today for tomorrow. You know, there's a Native American saying, plant a tree today in whose shade you will never sit. And that is, it's a beautiful, beautiful saying. It's also a value of Judaism, that you do things for future generations. You lay the seeds so those generations can then lay those seeds for future generations. That's what we need to start doing here in South Africa, and I think globally.